Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please take your seats. Thank you for joining us this morning.
We
are grateful for this beautiful day. We are teaching on
Matetes,
the provisions of God,
the
super natural provisions of God. We are going to have communion at the end. It is my prayer that God will touch you and transform your life. We ask that in a new
series,
and I pray that you will be infused with energy and vigor. The book of Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2.
Bukaya Ezekiel 2 verse 2.
It says, then the spirit entered into me.
Moya wantena.
The spirit entered into
Moya
me.
Moya wantena.
There is very little things you can do.
Kona le dilo tsenyane tse o ka di dirago.
If the spirit has not entered into you.
Re moya o senko o tsene.
All transformation that has come in this life.
All
changes that have come because of the Spirit. You have to be persuaded. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
For
he has anointed me. The Bible says in the book of Acts, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Spirit. So we might teach any other thing that we teach. But if the Spirit has not entered into you, the work becomes tedious. The work becomes heavy. There must be a conviction in the work that we do. We must be driven by
purpose
and the mission that God has given to us. The verse says, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me on my feet. So it is my prayer that you will be set on your feet. And
it
says, and I heard him who spoke to me. I pray this morning that grace will reach you. You see, the world, the Bible, the book of John 10:10.
It says,
Satan has come.
Satan is utlile.
To steal, to kill, and to destroy. His main intent is to unsettle you. His main intent is to make sure that you fail. Is to make sure that you never become that which God intended you to be. So I want you to have this understanding that you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with power that you'll be able to do the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry is much more broader and bigger than what you think it is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The book of Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
Bukaya Luke 6 verse 38.
We are teaching on the supernatural provisions of God. The ability of God to bless you.
It's
as well limited and influenced and impacted by the skills you have. Depending on where you are in life, certain things will always be a wish. The book of Luke 6:38. It says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye
mate,
with all it shall be measured to you again. So here I want to challenge every person that unless you understand, nothing comes to you
Because you are nice. Nothing comes to you because people like you. To be honest with you, there are very few people who like you. There are very few people who will help you. There are very few people who will advance your cause. So if there is anyone who is helping you, it should be a great joy that you have somebody. The Bible teaches us that there was a man who was stuck for 38 years. And he wished somebody would push him into the pool to be healed. And when Jesus met him, Jesus asked him, and the man said, I have no one to help me. So in the weeks coming, we pray that we will develop and teach that in your endeavors to serve God, you need people to help you. And you need to recognize that you need help yourself. And then the common teaching that we hear is destiny help us.
But
we are teaching on the supernatural provisions of God. Matthew 6:19-21. It says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen.
Amen.
Few points. We'll have communion. We'll pray for the sick and all those who have needs. And we'll be done. Number one. The supernatural provisions of God. The resources you need are available from God to meet all your needs.
Let me repeat.
All the resources you need are available from God to meet all your needs. Let's read the book of Genesis chapter 2,
verse 4
to 5.
This
is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the field and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. So our point number one, all the resources are there. They need to be activated. All the resources you need are available from God to meet all your needs. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. It says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I said, you have an enemy. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing
in
Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Can
you look at your neighbor and tell them, I've been blessed. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the struggle is to manifest the blessing. We spoke about it. That to be blessed. The word blessed comes from where God instructed Moses. When they were sanctifying the commandments of God, and they were sanctifying the people, the children of Israel, and Moses took hyssop and blood and sprinkled it upon the law and upon the people. So to be blessed is to be touched by the blood. When we teach on altars, you will understand that why blood plays a major role in every sacrifice. Because it simply means touched. To be touched by the blood is to be blessed. Now, to be blessed is to start to manifest the nature and the character of Christ, or the nature and the character of God. So, the week's coming, we will teach on your own personal emancipation. Accepting what Christ has achieved on the cross. Actualizing it, making it to become a reality upon your life.
Number
two, somebody.
Amen.
So to be blessed is the enablement by God to protect you, to guide you, and to make sure that you achieve all things that are necessary in this life, so that all curses and whatever that is evil cannot touch you. In the book of Numbers, the Bible teaches us that which is blessed cannot be cursed. So our ability to stay blessed and to manifest is to stay under the blood. We used to say, I will stay right under the blood. So all the resources you need are available from God to make you to succeed. You are already blessed. Number two. God restrained his resources until there was a man to work. Until there was a man to work. Your prosperity and your success is hidden in the ability to develop yourself to make sure that you retain and contain and multiply that which you have. So God could not do much more, even though he has blessed, until there was a man. Can you tell your neighbor, I am the man?
Amen.
Poverty.
We did.
The poverty we have.
We did. The
African poverty.
We did. Africa.
Our church in Europe, maybe you might not experience this. But you are Africans.
Leva Africa.
I'm saying.
Kere.
The poverty that you have.
We did. It's
limited to this thing.
Eish.
If you can't work.
Oh,
you will not have. Yes. But don't forget, much of the poverty we have is imposed. You are poor because there are many other factors that have been put in place for you to fail. My life Yesterday, I think I had an encounter. When I realized how many stumbling blocks have been put on the way of a person of color. Did you hear what I said? I said, I have realized. You see, some of the most educated people seated here, you have been trained in such a way that you block people of color. Tell your neighbor, he's talking to you. Security, the police,
mapodisa,
soldiers,
masole,
anyone who's working anywhere where people have to transact and move. You see it in the videos from America. That somebody goes to the bank to bank. Okay, let me tell you the story of my father. My father bought a car many years ago. In the days when my father was buying a car, there was no loans for people of color. You couldn't go to the bank and borrow. So he had to save money and then went and bought a car. The car that my father bought was brand new. No other person had ridden
it.
He was the first. That was beautiful. But this is the situation. Harassment.
Yo, harassment.
Every time he was stopped on a road, he will be asked so many questions. And they will be asking, whose car is this? And then they will delay him. They will do intensive search. And the funny part was that it was the same, almost similar or same traffic officers. I don't know you understand. The restrictions have been put there. God has restrained the resources. Until there was a man to work. All that you need is here. I said, all that you need is here. You want to prosper? There's nothing as frustrating to have people who are highly educated and are unemployed. I don't know if you are hearing. You are too quiet. I'm taking it in. It's like the atmosphere has changed. Because people do not understand that you have a life-giving purpose.
Amen.
God will not allow any seed to grow. And He did not allow rain to rain. Because there was no one to work the ground. Certain things cannot come into your life because you are not ready for them. You have no capacity for them. And even if they come, you will not be able to recognize them. You won't see them. Much of what you see is at the capacity where you are. That's why you find the ruling party and all those in politics, they only see tenders. That's all they see. It's the limitation. They are limited too. And that's why corruption is rife. Supernatural provision includes prosperity. Breakthroughs. Divine favor. The book of Genesis 2 verse 5. The Bible says, before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God has not caused it to rain on the earth. And there was no man to till the ground. So there must be an intent on your side to prosper. So it takes skill and wisdom to be able to do work. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 7.
2 Chronicles 2 7.
It says, therefore, set me at once a skillful man to work in gold and silver. Just interpret, don't worry about. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In bronze, in iron, in purple, in crimson, in blue, who has skills to engrave with skillful men who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, whom David my father provided.
Amen.
2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 13.
2 Chronicles 2, 13.
It says, and now I have sent a skillful man, endured with understanding, Haram, my master craftsman.
Amen.
So I want to say to you, for you to prosper, you have received the blessing. God's grace is upon your life. The power of the Holy Spirit is upon you. But there is a skill that is needed to be able to do the work. Without the necessary skill, you look for a job. Can you tell your neighbor? I don't want to look for a job. Yeah. You see, when you lack the skills, you can't do much. We are talking about the supernatural provisions of God. Number one, we said all the resources are here that you need. Number two, that all things are restrained by the level of skills and abilities you have. God will not allow nature to give his best. Will not allow it that he should give his best until there is a man to work it. May the Lord have mercy. Number three. You have to learn to have seeds. The power in the seed is that it can multiply and increase itself. God expects us to seed. You see, most of us don't sow into ourselves. We don't develop ourselves. And therefore, God cannot multiply anything. The Bible gives us an understanding that those who have will have more. And those who do not have, even what they don't have, will be taken away from them. Tell your neighbor, your laziness. Your laziness, your
procrastination
has brought you where you are. Yeah, you are perpetually postponing. Yeah, you are hoping.
I will win the lottery.
You might win it. But without the necessary skill and knowledge, you are in trouble. The supernatural financial breakthrough is as a result of sowing. Yes, there's no one in the world who's succeeding without seeding, without sowing, without giving themselves. You see, the world powers, there is a war in Ukraine, between Ukraine, or we should say there is a war between Russia and NATO.
between Russia and NATO.
The real war is economics.
Economics.
The issue is not about Ukraine. The push for NATO, from my own personal observation, they will want Russia to be on its knees so that they'll get the resources for free. I don't know, you understand. You know what causes cheap labor?
Cheap labor.
We make the economy to be so poor. There is a high demand for employment. And therefore, instead of you renting yourself properly, you have no choice but to take what is available. Hey, it's quiet.
Who
did you meet? Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is about economics. God is about economics. God wants to prosper you. God wants you to move forward. God wants you to sow and to seed. God expects you to give in order that you may receive. Why people are poor? Because they never seed, they never give anything. And because of the attitude we have, we are unable to do much for God. I think in the church is worse. That most will come without anything to give. In South Africa is worse. Because all of us are expecting to receive. And then you will not get anything. Let me try and make a sense out of what I said. If you don't give anything, you have no skills to give, you are not participating in anything meaningful, and your hand is always out, you deplete everything that you have around you. Let me take you back to where you come from. We have a land here in Atteridgeville. Or in our farm. All the trees have been cut. Do you understand? People have cut our trees. There is no tree. They cut it for firewood. Do you understand? So the resource that used to be there, they've taken the resource, but they are not replenishing the resource. So there is nothing you can have unless you learn to replenish it.
We replenish.
Oh, maybe we are not talking about, you will go to heaven. This is the way to go to heaven. While you are here on earth, you need to make sense of yourself. You cannot always receive. That is not a good thing. I was saying to somebody, NSFAS is good.
NSFAS is
good. You get it? Yes, but you should have the intent that me as a student, I have received. Now when I'm working, I'm going to give back. I don't know, you understand. Listen, I went to school. I'm educated a little bit. I have got certain skills that very few people have. That one I know. Now, I've taken quite a number of people to school. Because when I went to school, I didn't have a
bazaar.
Maybe you have never been in my position before. There was no NSFAS.
No NSFAS.
So I made up my mind that I'm not going to deplete the resources. I'm going to replenish. The more people get educated and they educate others, it becomes better. Let me give you another example. I've always fought with my most educated people and say, why don't you do your own thing? Can I tell you something? To earn 5,000 is better than to earn
50,000.
If you have worked for your 5,000. I know you, it doesn't make sense. I'm saying, let me help you. To work for yourself. Develop certain attributes in you. That will give you a certain level of understanding and wisdom to prosper and to multiply that which is within your hand. Jesus had just few bread and few fish. From the little he could make more. But the many who have more, it's just waste. We'll talk about this in the weeks coming. Number three, we spoke about it. Number four, without seed, there is no harvest. If you can't sow yourself, if you can sow in the church, if you can sow in the life of others, it's always about you. You're not going to go very far. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. Seed is the only key to harvest. No seed, no harvest. Matthew 25:29. To everyone who has, there will be more will be given. And he who will have, where am I? Let me read from the script. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall not, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he had.
Tell
your neighbor.
Stop being stingy.
You see, your generosity opens a door for greater opportunities because you have done more and you have done better. So your seeding, your ability to sow. Sowing in all aspects. And sowing in the narrow part in the church. Your success or your harvest is determined by the amount of seeds you have sown. What have you sown? What do you expect? Will there be any return? Number five.
Sabotano.
To be poor is caused by seeding. And it says, and lack of understanding harvesting. You can't harvest where you have not sown. The Bible says, man, God is not, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Man shall reap what he has sown. Can you tell your neighbor, you will reap what you have sown? Yes.
Mm.
The There is no two ways about it. If you don't sow your life in Christ, you can't expect to receive anything from Christ. I like it in the neighborhood, in the township. They have societies when they are, those societies are triggered by activities. If somebody's child is getting married, there is an agreement to contribute a certain amount. If there is a funeral, there is an activation of harvesting. But
collocation,
they are not fooled. When you are not sowing into their life, die. Let somebody die in your family. They will not contribute. I like that. Tell your neighbor, give, and it shall be given unto you.
It shall be given unto
good
you.
Measure.
Good measure.
Press down.
Shaken together.
Yes. It shall be done to you.
It shall be done to you.
Collocation. They are going to speak about openly. And say, this family, we will not contribute. Because they never contribute for anyone. This reminded me, I had a member in the church who people started to notice that they don't contribute. Baby shower, they don't contribute.
Baby shower, auntie.
They're working. Bridal shower, they don't contribute.
Bridal shower, auntie.
They don't attend other people's things. It was their turn. People in the church, they started talking. They said, Miss X.
Hey, Moketeket.
XZJKP.
Mama.
Hey. Doesn't contribute.
Antisilo.
I don't even understand.
I get the word like Bishisha.
Don't expect to receive where you have not sown.
I was
saying to somebody, I will come to your wedding as your pastor. And maybe I'll come with my wife and my children. But there is a high probability that the church will not come. Because when you just come to church on Sunday, you have not sown your life in the life of others. Before church is out, when you say every eye closed, you are the first one to go out. When the church starts, you are not there. You come just at the time. I said, nobody knows you. I have to explain and give character and features. Can you tell your neighbor, you must show yourself. Yes. There are certain things that are not negotiable when you come to church. You must participate.
It's
sowing your life in the life of others. So that yourself, others will sow themselves in your life when there is necessity.
Am I
telling somebody?
Amen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6.
Moledi 11, verse 6.
The poor, poverty is caused by poor seeding. You are struggling. Because you have got this spiritual badam pon. Because when I lead degree, uri badam pon.
Because you have a degree, uri they will see me.
There are many with degrees who are not working.
Or
if they are working, their education is not profiting them. We'll teach about it next week. Ecclesiastes 11:6. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper. Either this or that. Or whether both alike will be good. So I want you to understand, in the morning, sow your seed. Early in your life, you say, I'm in the middle part of my life. Where are you? Early. Tell your neighbor, early.
Miso.
Early.
Miso.
Say it, early.
Miso.
Yes, start early.
Toma ka pele.
Yes.
Isale miso.
Start now.
Amen.
Start now.
Toma wana
bi. Don't postpone.
O seke wa re ke tla.
Make up your mind. I'm starting now. We said you are blessed already. God withheld his resources because there was no man to work. There was no skills. There was no ability. Therefore, God withheld. May you develop skills.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy. You must start the earliest possible time. To be a great pastor, you start while you are young. You struggle while you are young. I said, while you are young, to be a good businessman, you start while you are young. My principle is simple. If it's possible, don't look for a job. I know you don't understand what I'm saying. Maybe one, two people understand.
Maybe Baba Bedi.
You see, I've lived both lives. I've worked for myself. And I've worked for others. Working for others, they take all my time. They manage my time. They maximize my time. I generate the resources for them, but they give me a certain amount of money. And then they even write that when I resign, because of the position you are in, that you are not allowed to work for the similar company or to progress further. They call it cooling period. So I want to say to you, working for yourself is better. There's no amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy. Let's finish the last one and then we pray. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Don't be jealous. We are where we are by the seeds we have sown in our life. Tell your neighbor, I am where I am
by the seeds
I have sown in my life. I'm harvesting the goods from the seeds that I've sown. With the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Your harvest corresponds to your sowing. There is no way, it's not possible, that you can succeed without you giving yourself to it. I'm saying you are blessed. But until you change. You see, I was telling the pastors yesterday, I've got messages. One of the messages I preached in an international African conference. When I finished preaching my message, many people were not happy. So I was saying to Pastor K yesterday, if I preach this message, these messages, I'm going to be a target.
Get over target.
But I've made up my mind. I'm teaching them. In the weeks coming, we'll start the storm. I'll tell you, we are teaching from 1800s. You remember 2010, I was teaching on Jubilee. And we talked about the history of South Africa.
History of South Africa.
And Southern Africa.
Amen.
Why you are where you are. Now we will teach why you have the kind of mindset you have. You are as a result of the past knowledge from one generation to the other. Anyway.
Amen.
Every head bowed. Every eye closed.